USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Wait a week. Come next week.
As President Trump and the First Lady prepare to head to Pittsburgh following the synagogue shootings on Saturday, which left 11 dead and 6 people wounded, former Tree of Life Rabbi Chuck Diamond says,
"The focus this week is on the funerals. The focus needs to be on honoring the victims and giving the community a chance to heal."
The president still planning to go forward with his visit today as the first of the 11 victims of the massacre will be laid to rest. Suspected gunman Robert Bowers was in a federal courtroom yesterday charged with 29 counts. Authorities say a deadly shooting at a North Carolina high school yesterday was the result of bullying. The victim identified as 16-year-old Bobby McKeithen, a suspect the same age, is now facing first-degree murder. And this is USA Radio News.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Experience Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13, the laptop for people who never say no to one more episode.
Hi there, I'm calling about my dinner reservation at 7. Yeah, I'm not going to make that.
With lifelike color, brilliant sound clarity, and uninterrupted streaming, Dell Cinema technology on the Dell XPS 13 with an 8th-gen Intel Core i7 processor makes whatever you love to watch even better. To learn more, call 800-BY-DELL. That's 800-BY-DELL.
President Trump says he will sign an executive order ending birthright citizenship for babies born in the U.S. to mothers who aren't citizens, including illegal immigrants. Axios is reporting that Trump made the comment during an interview last night, and according to Axios on HBO, the president said the U.S. is, quote, the only country in the world where a person comes in and has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen. In an excerpt released today, Trump also says, quote, it's ridiculous and it has to end. The full interview with Trump is to air on Sunday. A solar probe launched this year by NASA is now the closest man-made object to the sun ever. It passed the previous record, 26.5 million miles over the weekend. That record had been set by a joint German-American craft back in 1976. Remember, you can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175, but do it now.
More now from President Trump in a wide-ranging interview last night on Fox News, where he's asked about that caravan of Central American migrants that's heading north through Mexico towards the U.S. border. The president says,
this caravan is not, they're wasting their time. They are not coming.
What's
into
the military going to be able to do? Obama and Bush both sent the National Guard.
But
it had
not me.
No effect.
They're not me. This is the, I'm sending up the military. This is the military. And they're standing there. And one thing that will happen.
No lethal force.
When they're captured, we don't let them out. What has been happening, and we're not as of pretty recently, we're not letting them out. What happens is they would catch and release. We're catching. We're not releasing. So if they want to come over, but we're not even doing that. We're not letting them into this country.
Again, that's the president in that interview on the Ingram angle on Fox News last night. Tomorrow, it's going to be a celebration in Boston. The world champion Boston Red Sox will be celebrated with a victory parade in Beantown that will start at 11 a.m. And a study in the current issue of the British Journal of Nutrition says consuming 30 grams of protein 30 minutes before bedtime has a positive effect on muscle quality as well as your overall health. The snack of choice, according to the study, cottage cheese. They say that should be your nighttime snack option instead of ice cream or chocolate. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.